Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Call Waiting. When the drama is too much to text, that's when you're going to call in and talk to me. This is a call-in advice show where you guys are going to call in and I'm going to give you my best advice. I'm Robin Shaw. I'm a comedian and a social media superstar. Well, at least my mother thinks so. You may have seen my stand-up all over the world, or you may have seen my videos on TikTok, Instagram. I've been all over the internet, and I'm here to help you guys with everything going on in your life. Now, if you're like, wait, Robin, time out. Back up one second. What makes you qualified to give me advice on life events and life things? Well, let me tell you. I'm the person all my friends come to, which, trust me, I'm shocked too sometimes because my life is a mess. But when I explain to you the series of events that got me here today at the Betches recording studio, you're going to be like, I get it. Robin has lived a million lives. She sees it all. Also, I'm a really good friend. So even if you're in the wrong, I'll take your side most of the time. You know, like if you're fighting with your boyfriend and you call me, I'll tell you what a jerk he is. So a little about me. I was an actress. Then I started doing stand-up. I traveled the whole world. I've performed in 17 different countries. I've dated every man under the sun. I've had some long-term relationships, short-term relationships. I dated one girl, but we'll talk about that another time because ecstasy was involved. But anyway, during the pandemic, I paused stand-up, got very into TikTok. I had a video go viral. When I say viral, I mean super duper viral. Everyone from the Kardashians, Oprah, everyone reached out to me. Everyone was like, I want to be your friend. Everyone's like messaging me personal things. And that's when I was like, oh, that's my specialty, is like talking with people and listening to people's problems and making people laugh. And that's why when I teamed up with Betches, I was like, we should do a call-in show. I love talking to people. Which brings us to today. So welcome to Call Waiting with Robin Shaw. Now, you're probably like, so how does this work? So each week we do a different theme. This week's theme is siblings. So we're going to take calls from you dealing with everything about siblings. And you can always find out the week's theme by following me on Instagram or TikTok at Robin Shaw Comic. You will call in at the time that we're doing the live recording. And my brother, who's called Security.
Hi, I'm here.
He'll answer the phone and he'll put you through to me. Now, Security, I want to explain. People are always asking me, why do I call you Security?
It's because I'm really tall. I have a great physique and, you know, I look like a security guard.
Do you guys know who Danny DeVito is? Wait, I have to tell the story about the plane.
Okay, go.
All right, so first off, my mom made me hire my brother. Once my career started taking off, she's like, you got to give your brother a job, all right? This is when I went viral and everything. So now whenever I'm doing a stand-up show, he does all the tech. So anyway, we're going to a comedy show, and he's sitting on the flight. But okay, I always like get myself first class, and then I like to joke with him and put him the closest to the bathroom.
Correct.
Just like, you know, some fun brother-sister stuff, right? So we get off the plane, and I see he's upset. So I'm like, okay, I guess he didn't find it funny this time that I put him in the last row by the bathroom. And he's like, Robin, go.
A woman next to me on the plane turns to me. She goes, you know, I don't know if I got to tell you, but you look like someone famous. And I was like, oh, really? Who? And so she goes, it's the guy from Jurassic Park. And I'm like, who? And so she goes, it's the guy in the computer. And I'm like, Newman from Seinfeld? And it was like, then it got silent.
He tells me this story, right? And now he's upset because if you don't watch Seinfeld, Newman from Seinfeld, he's short, he's stocky, which is nothing's wrong with that,
by the way.
But for that day, it rubbed Security the wrong way. Now, my problem is, who uses the reference of Jurassic Park and not Seinfeld? So I was more upset at this lady because I was like, security, I was like, you can't be mad because this woman is so unhinged that she used Jurassic Park as the example over Seinfeld.
I'll tell you, I was upset, but the moment you pointed that out, I felt great after.
Yes. Anyway, his name is Security because when I first went viral, I raised money to, it was during the pandemic, and I helped raise money for a wait staff at a restaurant on the Upper West Side because New York was hit bad. And we raised $13,000 to give to a restaurant from my fans, from my followers on Instagram. And I was so nervous about carrying a check. So I asked my brother to come with me to like make sure I didn't get kidnapped. And the fans started calling him Security and the name just stuck.
And now I'm
Security. Yeah. So anyway, so we thought since I have my brother with me, you know, for this podcast, the first episode topic should be siblings. So I wanted you guys to call in and anyone can call in. Again, I put the topic on my Instagram and TikTok at Robin Shaw Comic, but the phone number is 720-72-ROBIN. And that's Robin with a Y. Why? Because I want to talk to you. That's 720-727-6296. Okay, security.
Yes.
You're up. My first call.
We have Beth on the phone.
Okay. All right. Hi, Beth.
Hi, Robin. It's so nice to be speaking with you.
Thank you so much for calling in. So what's going on?
So the situation is I got into a fight with my brother because he's dating one of my best friends from high school. And I invited him to dinner with me and my friend. And I asked if his girlfriend could not come. And he flipped a shit, and I didn't like that. And I ended up texting my mom, I hope that he gets food poisoning and shits his pants in public. Okay. And she said, that's sad. And I said, is it? And now it's just kind of awkward, and I have a family dinner coming up. So I need your advice on what to do. What would you do?
Okay, well first off, wait. So he's dating, is it a former friend of yours, or is she still your friend?
Well, it's seeming like she's going to be my sister-in-law, so I got to keep her good.
Okay. And did they meet because of you?
Yes. I did not go to high school with my brother, so they only met because of me.
Okay. Now, when they started dating, was this behind your back or did you know about it?
Oh, it was very behind my back.
Okay. See, this is why I have to ask these questions because this changes the situation. So there was like a little sneaking and lying. How did you find out?
So he told me at a family dinner with my cousins and everyone else knew.
Wait, the rest of your family knew?
My parents didn't know. He told my cousins right before dinner.
Okay. Wait, what did you say to your friend when you found out?
She called me and was talking about nothing for 20 minutes. And I said, do you want to talk about how you're dating my brother?
Oh, my gosh, that's so awkward. So now when she comes over, it's to hang out with him and not you. Wait, are you guys, how old are you?
I'm 26. He's 28.
Oh, okay. Do you think they're actually going to get married or do you think this is just like a fling?
No, I think they're going to get married. They're moving in together. It's been long enough that we're cool, but I just like wanted to hang out with him this one dinner without her there. I don't see him a lot.
Right. Okay. So I think that's totally fine. Actually, well, you're so in the right. Like I honestly would tell you if you're overreacting or, but I think it's okay to want to be with your brother. Even if this girl was like, even if this situation wasn't the case, like even if this was a random girl that he met, not through you, you should be able to hang out with your brother without his significant other. So I think like asking that is not a big deal. The fact that he's acting a certain way, like he's in the wrong. And I think when you go to your family party, just like be nice to everyone, be nice to her, be nice to him. But I think you could call him out on it. Be like, hey, you're being a loser. The fact that you can't hang out with your sister once without your girlfriend.
Exactly. And it's like, if you're going to be a loser, then I hope that you shit your pants.
I actually think you should talk to your brother. In seriousness, like, I think you should say to him, like, I'm actually really hurt. And, you know, men sometimes aren't the greatest communicators. And he may get defensive. So I think, like, don't come at him like I'm angry at you. Just be like, I miss my brother. I want to see you. I want to hang out with you. And, like, give him a chance to, you know, be soft with you. And if he doesn't, if he needs his girlfriend there, then you know this is the type of guy, your brother is. And, you know, you have to deal with it.
Totally. You're right. I gotta be soft.
Yeah, and look, a little cell. What is it called? Security,
Salmonella.
Just don't wash the chicken at the family meal, okay?
All right, I won't wash the chicken, and one day we'll be just like you guys, me and my brother.
Oh, I hope better. all right, Beth, thanks for calling him.
Thanks, Robin. Thanks, security. Bye.
All right, you want to put another call?
All right, so we have Noelle on the phone.
Hi, Noelle.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm just fine, thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
No, I'm so excited. What's going on?
Okay, so here's my story. My brother and I are a year apart. I own my own home. I have a really good job. My brother, on the other hand, lives at home and has kind of an okay job. But anything I accomplish, my mom just says, oh, that's nice, Noelle. Good for you. But if my brother gets up to get a beer by himself from the fridge, she says, oh, relax, let me do this for you. So Robin, he thinks it's funny and says mom loves him more than she loves me. And I don't like him saying that. And I'm all grown up, but I'm still mad that he gets all the attention. And I feel stupid saying it. I'm a grown-ass woman, but I'm still pissed. I don't know what to do.
No, don't feel stupid. Wait, is he younger than you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, first off, moms do this weird thing with their sons. Like, okay, so I have two brothers. My brothers can't do wrong, and everything I do is a disaster. Okay, so I held Passover at my apartment, right? I, their daughter, yeah. Their youngest child, I held Passover, right? Okay, my oldest brother shows up 15 minutes before the night's over, right? Because it's tax season. He's an accountant. So 15 minutes before the night's over, that's when he walks in. We've already had dessert. We've already said the four questions. We're done, right? He wanders in. My mom's like, oh, yeah. My God, Michael, I'm so glad you made it, right? To me, did she say, Robin, I'm so glad you were here 3 hours before everyone? No, she said, Robin, this chicken's really dry. So I think that's just a mom thing. When it comes to their daughters, they nitpick. Yeah. But when it comes to the sons, they can't do any wrong.
I think you're right. I think I just need to let it go. I mean, I know she loves me and I just have to tell him to stop teasing me, but you're right.
This is just a mother, son, daughter thing. Like, don't take it personal. It mother, does stink. Yeah, it definitely stinks. Like, you're not wrong for feeling that way. Do you and him get along?
Yeah, we get along. It's just, you know, my life is a lot different from his. Like I said, he still lives at home and he's not doing as well as I am job-wise, but he still gets all the attention. So right. I think that's kind of what bugs me. I just have to grow up a little bit.
No, stop it. You're perfect. You're doing no. You know what it Thank also you. You know what it could also be, Noelle, is that, you know, maybe because he's not doing as well as you, maybe she feels like she needs to give those compliments and build him up. And maybe she knows that you are doing well, so she doesn't need to. Not that that makes it any better, because no matter what, you should always be praised and built up. But it could just be that she feels like she needs to give him that extra, like, bump.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Like, you know, maybe she just has to keep getting him on the right path, and she thinks I'm already there. So, that's a good point.
But let me tell you, I think you're amazing.
Thank you, Robin. And I think you're
better than your brother. Unless he's single, then hi.
Thank you.
Give him my number.
I will.
I would not take it too personally. I know it stinks, but, you know, she's building him up and you're doing great. So don't let that bother you.
Thank you, Robin. Keep doing what you're doing. I love, love, love following you. You're the best.
Aw, thank you. All right, bye.
Bye.
So what do you think with mom? Does she put you before me or are we equal? I feel like she doesn't build you up. Security is like the family.
The middle child. The middle child.
Oh, my God. That does play a role.
A big role.
On how parents treat their kids is weird. Like, to dad, I can't do any wrong.
But if you notice, mom praised Mike. She criticized you. Did I exist?
No.
Didn't even exist that night. No one knew what I did.
Who needs therapy? We got Call Waiting with Robin Shaw. All right, give me the next call.
All right, so we have Anna on the phone.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
So I got some sibling drama to share.
Okay, let's hear.
So it's a little ridiculous, but it's also like something I have to get off my chest. So basically, you know, the last couple of years with COVID has been really difficult and, you know, not many people have been able to celebrate their birthdays. So, you know, finally this year, people are getting back together, really celebrating, having parties. And my birthday is on January 5th. And I was like really excited to plan something with my friends, do maybe a party. And, you know, a month or two before then, my brother calls me and he tells me, he's like, hey, I want to throw a surprise birthday party for my wife, my sister-in-law. And I was like, oh my God, I love that. I love that idea. She deserves it. You know, she's turning 42, but my brother thought it'd be funny since she didn't get to celebrate her 40th with friends that we would celebrate her 40th birthday. So he calls me and he says, I'm going to throw her a surprise birthday party. So her birthday is in April. So he calls me and he says, here's the kicker. I want to throw the party January 5th.
Okay.
So basically he decided that out of all the months and all the times that he could celebrate his wife's surprise birthday party is on my birthday.
Oh my gosh, that is effed up.
So, you know, of course I love my sister-in-law. She's one of my best friends. And think if there wasn't anyone else.
You know, it's not on her, it's your brother.
Right. So am I crazy for thinking that, like, that's kind of messed up?
No, not at all. That was, oh my God. Okay, well, a few things. First off, do you usually get along with your brother, or are you guys, you know, or is it a rocky relationship?
It's not necessarily rocky. We're just not so close. We're very different. We actually have become closer in the last couple of years because of my sister-in-law, because mm-hmm. I love her and she's sort of like the glue that holds us together. But we're not like chummy siblings.
And did he use your birthday as like a decoy? Like, was he like, oh, I'm going to say like, I'm bringing her to your house or whatever for your birthday, but really it was a surprise? Or no, it had nothing to do with your birthday?
Had nothing to do with my birthday. It was literally like he said we were getting dinner with friends. And yeah, it was not even, and it was like out of all the weekends, like that's the weekend you chose.
Did he know it was your birthday?
I hope so.
Wait, pause 1 second. Security, do you know my birthday?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, do you know my birthday? I think he did just because that's why he called. He was like, is it okay? And I'm like, what am I supposed to say? I can't be like, no, it's my birthday.
Right. Have you spoken to him about it since?
So, no, because when the party happened, I was really annoyed because during the party, I told my mom beforehand that I was like, I don't want any celebration for me. I don't want anyone to wish me happy birthday. I don't want a surprise cake. I want nothing. Because, like, I was annoyed. Mm-hmm. You know, if we're going to have her birthday, it's about her. And in the middle of the party, he comes up to me and he says, he's like, look, I was thinking about doing like a little like happy birthday for you, but I don't think we have time for that. So is it okay if we don't do that?
Oh my God. Okay. This is my opinion. And again, I don't know your brother. Something's up with your brother. I don't know if he's upset with you about something, but the fact that, like, one, he did this on your birthday. Two, he said to you, I'm not going to give you a cake. Like, you may need to actually sit down and talk to, in all seriousness, like all joking aside, because I do always hope for people to get along with their siblings. I think you need to actually sit down and talk to him, because I think there's something else going on. Because for him to say, I'm not going to even do a cake for you, and for him to actually say that to you, it's one thing if you've just forgot to bring out the cake, but he's making it clear something's up. I think you should actually ask him to sit down and be like, is something wrong? Like, are you mad at me? Like, what? And say, this whole thing with the birthday was weird, and I just want to make sure that we're okay.
So I would love to have a conversation with him, but he's impossible to talk to. And I don't think, to be honest, I really don't think it was malicious. I think he's just, so background is that, like, he's just the golden child. I think he's like the firstborn son, and, you know, like, he can do no wrong. So I genuinely think in his mind, like, it was just okay.
Right.
But for me, it's like, don't you think you could have done it A, on another weekend, and like B, like, if you're going to throw a surprise birthday for someone, how about your sister on her actual birthday? Right. Not your sister's wife, whose birthday is in April.
Right. I mean, but talking to him, will that make you feel better?
No, because I know him. And he like doesn't do emotion. He doesn't do heart to hearts. So that's the most frustrating part, is that it is what it is.
Okay, that is really frustrating. But here's the good thing. The fact that you know that actually can protect you. So there's been people in my life who have hurt me. And because of that, I know the type of person they are. So I don't expect much. And even though you could still get hurt, when you know, in Fran Drescher's autobiography, there's this quote. I don't quote like Abraham Lincoln, I quote Fran Drescher. Okay, but in her autobiography, she has this like saying, and I'm like butchering the quote, but it says something to the fact of like, know what people are good for and that's it. And as long as you mm-hmm. know that, you won't be disappointed. Meaning like right now we know your brother, he does not think things out. He does stuff that hurt you. He does little things that you're upset about. The fact that you know he does this stuff puts the bar at a certain place. And with you keeping that in mind, it should help in future events when he does these things that are hurtful. You're like, okay, this is him. This is what he does. And hopefully that sets the bar to just kind of protect your mental health.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think for me, it's like, because he's my brother and I'm even, I know how I said, like, he's the shining star of the family. Like, it's almost like I'm brainwashed to think that too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like almost like, I'm afraid to get mad at him, or I'm like scared to be like, well, that was messed up, because I'm like, oh, well, it's my brother, you know, it's typical, or, you know, it is what it is. And it's like, I'm brainwashed to just accept that his plans and his, you know, he's priority and he takes priority. And the worst part too, also another thing I'm just thinking about is that, you know, Everyone, like my family and our family friends who were there, they're like, oh my God, that's so fucked up. But no one said anything to him.
Right. So you have two options. You can say something to him, because clearly no one says stuff. I have people in my life like this. I have family members who get away with everything because no one calls them out on it. So, and actually the person I'm thinking about, when we do call this person out, they do apologize. It's just that no one calls mm-hmm. them out. So I do think right. it's okay for you to say, hey, you hurt me. But I do think you need to, back to Fran Drescher, know what someone can do.
Right.
So I say you should speak to him for your own peace of mind, but don't expect right. anything from him. Like, don't expect an apology, because you can't force people to act a certain way. So you don't know how he's going to react. But if it's going to give you a little peace of mind, I would say maybe speak to him so that you're not harboring these feelings.
You're right. And you're right. I think like just managing my expectations with him and stop, you know, assuming that, like, I was surprised he did it, but then a part of me was like, were you really surprised he did it?
Yeah.
So yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Manage expectations and think of, like, don't worry about what the outcome will be if you speak to him, because you can't control him, but sit down and go, okay, if I speak to him, will I feel better, you know, or will I not right. feel better, and do what's going right. to be best for you without knowing what his response is going to be, because mm-hmm. his response is regardless, do what's going to feel good for you.
Right. You're so right. Because my response is, my mind goes straight to like, how is he going to react? How is he going to feel?
It doesn't matter. You're so right. It doesn't matter how doesn't his matter. Response is. It's not about him. It's about what's going to make you feel better. So if talking to him makes you feel better and you just verbalizing to him that it hurt, then do it. If you're like, you know what, verbalizing to him, it's not going to make me feel better if he doesn't apologize, then I'd say it's a waste of time. You can't expect him to do something. So think about what's going to make you feel best with your actions. And I'd move forward that way.
Right. I think that's a good course of action. But at the end of it, I was so pissed off that I like booked a trip to Mexico with my girlfriends and it was the best time.
Wait, so you won. So it all turned
out
good.
Yeah, I was like, screw this. I was like, I'm not celebrating anything. I emailed my best girlfriends. I said, hey guys, I booked this hotel and a flight. You can join me. You can't, but I'm out of here.
Okay, if you're like, Robin, what would you rather, your brother bring out a birthday cake or a trip with your girlfriends to Mexico? Like, you won. Like, you, that was it.
Yes,
like,
did.
Thank goodness he didn't bring out the cake.
I did. It motivated me to get the hell out of here.
Great.
Plan my own birthday.
Excellent. Well, Anna, I'm sending you lots of love, and I hope you start feeling better and you move on from this, because Mexico was a win for you.
Thank you so much. And Richie, I hope you don't forget Robin's birthday.
Oh, no, I got a cake right here. I got a cake. She's not going to Mexico.
All right. Thank you guys so much.
What you told her, actually, you told me once to do, when I spoke to our brother for something, I had the lowest bar possible.
Yeah.
And really, it was for me.
Yeah, you should always
more than.
This goes across the board. When you're talking, it's not just about family, it's not about siblings, it's about everyone. When you have to talk to someone, you should not talk to them hoping for whatever their response is. You talk to them for you because your actions is the only person you could control. So.
And that's not a Fran Drescher quote. That's a Robin Shaw.
Robin Shaw quote.
All right, so we have Farrah on the phone.
All right. Hi, Farrah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Good. So I have a hilarious story for you. It's kind of one of those crazy things that happened. So I was having a little bit of a health issue. Won't get into details, but basically I had my period and it was like one of those like crazy situations where it was like out of control, unexpected, right? So I had went to work with like several pairs of pants because like this was what I was dealing with. So I call my brother and I say, listen, I have a huge emergency. I've run out of pants at work and I need you to go into my closet, grab a stack of pants and just bring it to me and don't tell dad what's happening. And so he's like, okay, I'll be right there. So he gets to my job like 20 minutes later and I'm like at my desk, like basically crying. Mm-hmm. And so he runs in and he gives me pants. By the way, they're all the wrong size. So none of them really fit.
Okay.
And so I like waddled home like in the tightest pants ever. But so he hands me the stack of pants. I'm like in tears, but also happy to see my brother. And I go, what did you tell dad? You know, like, I hope you didn't tell him. And he goes, well, I didn't know what to say. So I said that you shit your pants. Like, what the hell? So then I start hysterically laughing. I'm like, that's way worse, dude. He's going to think I have a problem. And so he's like, I didn't know what to say. So literally like 10 minutes later, my dad calls my work line. He goes, sweetheart, I heard what happened. Your brother told me. He goes, listen. He goes, when you need to go to the bathroom, get up from your desk and go. He's like, don't hold it. Don't hold it in. And I'm like, Dad, that is not the issue.
All right, there's levels here that I want to discuss with you. First off, the fact that your brother thought telling your dad that you shit yourself is better than saying that you got your period is also really reflects a lot on your brother. But two, the fact that your dad thought you didn't know to get up.
I know. He was trying to be so nice. He was like, sweetheart, you really should just get up. And I'm like, do you really think I don't know like when I need to shit? Like to get up? Like seriously. I was hysterically laughing. And I was like crying and laughing at the same time at my brother that he thought that that was better. And I'm like, seriously, anything else would have worked.
I don't know it is about brothers that don't like think of like they're not like women. Like we could come up with I could come up with 800 reasons right now why you need pants. Why did your brother? That's the first thing he thought of.
Yes. And he was like, afterwards, he was like hysterically laughing too, because he was just like realizing like, wow, how stupid am I? And I'm like, seriously, I cannot count on you. I can count on him. Don't get me wrong. But in that situation, it was like, that's all you could think of. Like my friend Lauren would have like painted a whole picture for my dad. Like she would have told like a table of contents and had chapters and everything. But my brother couldn't get out anything better than she shit herself.
Do you two get along?
Yeah, we do. Get along. I mean, we've definitely had our moments where, you know, because we definitely have different personalities, but mostly we have a great relationship now, older. Of course, as kids, we used to beat each other up, like him mostly beating me up, but, and then like as teenagers, we butt heads and things like that. But as you get older, I think like the relationship gets better unless, you know, you have like psycho brothers and sisters. But
when you were like in high school, when you were like teenagers, do you have like your worst fight situation that you guys always talk about?
You know, actually I feel like our worst fights happen like a little bit in our adult years, because like one time he took my car for an oil change and I let him use my car, and I know he was doing me a favor, but supposedly somebody T-boned my car, right? Supposedly, I wasn't there. So my car got totaled. All I wanted was an oil change and he totaled my car, right?
Oh my gosh.
So then I get a rental and the rental was a Camaro. I mean, it was like the cherry on top of the cake. Like I was like, okay, great. I get to drive a Camaro for 30 days. But then But then my brother, it was like in his name, right? Then he like started to be a little bit of a dick. He's like, don't be a dick. I'm going to get the Camaro, take it away and get you some shitty rental. And I was like, you know what? After all this shit that you've done to me, I'm like, the last thing you need to do is fuck with my rental. I'm like, if you do that, I'm going to lose my shit. And I like slammed my phone down and broke my phone, by the way. So like that was probably one of the worst nights.
Yeah. That's like a series of bad events.
He really knows how to push buttons, I swear.
Yeah, that's what brothers do. I think that's their job, is to annoy us.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling in. And if you ever need pants, call me instead.
Oh, and you probably get my right size and you never met me a day in the life.
I know.
Thank you. Good luck with the podcast and everything.
Thank you so much. Wait, when she was talking about the car, I have no clue. When she said the name of the car, I didn't know if it was a good car or a bad car. So I just stayed quiet.
We know nothing about cars. Nothing about,
she's like, it was a Camaro. And I was like, good.
Okay.
Bad?
I don't know.
I could give advice on anything but cars, I think.
I don't think anybody in our family knows cars.
No. No. There's this prank on TikTok where people call their dad and is like, oh, I got charged $300 to put air in my tires. And I was like,
Doesn't it cost money?
I was like, if I called dad and told dad that it cost $300, but he'd go, oh, I think that's a good price.
Yeah.
You would have no clue. All right, next call.
All right, so we have Lucy on the phone.
Okay. Hi, Lucy.
Hi, Robin.
Thank you for calling. What's going on?
Okay, so my brother and I are a year apart, and there's a lot of pressure for both of us to get married very soon. And it's kind of a competition. We're both very single. And I'm a year younger, but I just can't have him marry before me. And so, do you have any advice on sibling rivalry for marriage?
I got an idea. Oh my gosh. Wait, this may be the greatest idea I've ever had in my entire life. Set me up with your brother. Okay. I'm not even kidding. Wait, can we call him? Is there any way to call? Wait, hold on. Oh my God. Wait. Oh my gosh. Oh my God, Lucy, I have a great idea. Okay. So follow this. All right. You have to tell him. This is going to be an epic plan. Okay. So you call your brother. Say, hey, I have someone for you. She's like, she's fun. She's a comic. She's a good time. Actually, you know what? Don't tell him I have a podcast because I don't want him to listen to this plan, right? I'll date him to bide you time, you know? So I won't, I'll be like the perfect girlfriend so that he wants to date me, right? And every time he's like getting ready to propose, I'll be like, oh, can we wait? Can we wait? And we'll keep pushing it back until you find someone. Once you find someone, then I'll very politely end it with him.
Oh, okay.
Wait, tell me about your brother. What does he look like?
Here's the thing. He looks just like me. But also another thing is all of my coworkers want to date him.
Okay.
And I don't want, like, first off, I think some of them could work out, which would not help me in my journey to finding love.
Lucy, I feel like you're really brushing over that idea of me dating your brother. You seem to really have moved on to your coworkers.
Well, no, it's just everybody wants to date him.
But we need to bide you time, right?
Yeah, so we need to distract my coworkers so that they don't take it into their own hands.
Right.
So getting you in there faster.
I'm looking at security. Security wants to recommend that he dates your coworkers. Is that what you're going
to
say?
I was about to say.
We're really doing well. Security and I are like, forget the advice, get us a date. No. Okay, so this is what I really think you should do. I think, are you on the dating apps?
Yes.
It's just, I hate when people say this to me. It's so annoying, but it really is a numbers game. I say put yourself out there as much as possible to speed up your process.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to get myself out there.
Okay. Also, hear me out. Security can marry you tomorrow. You'll win the bet and then get an annulment, you know, in a couple of weeks.
That's true.
So we've got options. We've got options. All right. Well, anyway, DM me a picture of your brother and we will move up. Move forward.
We'll proceed from there.
Okay. Thanks for calling in, Lucy. So when I told you guys that today's topic was siblings, I had mentioned that I really wanted twins to call in. So security, can you get someone on the line who's a twin?
You got it. Hold on. All right. So we have Terry on the phone.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Robin.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
You too. You said you wanted twins to call in.
I did. First off, how old are you? And tell me, is your twin male or female?
A female. We're identical twins, and we are 55.
Okay. And you're Terry. What's her name?
Tracy.
Okay. What's like the craziest twin moment you've had where like you both like either did the same thing or knew the same thing?
Let's see. Everything happened kind of in like 2 weeks first. Like I lost my first tooth 2 weeks later. She lost her first tooth. She broke a bone 2 weeks later. I broke a bone. You know, it was weird stuff like that. But, oh, we have like intuition. We can feel things when, you know, like different intuition.
Wait, so if I like hit you, will she feel it?
No. Oh. No, but we could feel like if something. Yeah, she feels my pain. No, I feel hers though. No. We can finish each other's sentences. We can say the exact same thing to a question.
Oh, that's cool.
We ask a question, we can answer the same. Yeah. So other than that, I mean, we're just born. But.
Did you guys ever like switch spots? Like, have you ever like someone take a test?
We
for the
did.
Other? Tell me that.
We tried that once, but I back in sixth grade, it was like the last week of school, and we are good girls, but we decided we were going to see if our teachers would notice, and my teacher noticed. So he was like, what are you doing? You need to get your sister and get back to class. We're like, okay.
Did you ever do that on dating? Like,
date?
Yeah. Like you ever like switch?
Like, no, oh. We don't have this same type. No, we're not into the same type of guy. I mean, although when my sister's husband, we all worked together at a restaurant when they first met and he didn't realize that we were twins.
Uh-huh.
So I'd go up, he was a bartender. And so I'd go up to the bar and say, order something. And he'd say something that he said to Tracy the night before. And I had no idea what he was talking about. And he'd be like, am I missing something? This is weird. Like she just is acting like she doesn't even know who I am. Or, you know, so he didn't really know because we didn't have the same shifts all the time.
Yeah.
So finally he's like, oh my God, I think it was probably like four or five days. And he's like, oh my God, now I realize what happened. Like he was like, this girl is either, you know, she's crazy. Like we were just having a ton of laughs. And then
right.
Now I came up and had no idea that they had this, you know,
that's
conversation.
Funny.
And so he's like, this is weird.
That's
but,
funny.
You know,
I wish I was a twin. That'd be so fun. But all right, Terry, thank you so much for calling in and educating us on twin life.
Bye-bye.
I think being a twin must be so fun.
You know, they thought I was twins.
I know, I remember, but mm-hmm. you weren't.
No, well, obviously.
You're just a real big embryo.
They thought they heard two heartbeats.
You were a Jurassic Park type embryo. Guys, thank you all for calling in. If you want to call in next week, the phone number is 720-72-ROBIN. Robin with a Y. Why? Because I need you to call in. I'm lonely. That's 720-727-6296. And you can find out the topic by following me on Instagram and TikTok at Robin Shaw Comic. So for those who've been following me, you know I don't like heavy, serious, sad news, which is all that's on the news these days. So what security does is he always finds funny, happy news stories for me so I can fill my brain with happiness. So this week, security said he found news stories for me under the umbrella of siblings. So security, give me the news that Robin needs to know.
All right, so we're going to go all the way to New Jersey.
Okay. By the way, we're recording in New York, just so you guys know.
Okay, so this woman was really upset because she went to Goodwill, and while she was at Goodwill, she saw the bag that she bought her sister 4 months ago for Christmas. So she was like shocked, upset. But then she said, you know what? I'm going to get my sister back. Because she donated it, you know, so she bought it. She bought the bag. She wrote a little note on it saying, why did you get rid of me? Left it at her sister's door, rang the doorbell, and, you know, ding dong ditch,
yeah.
And ran away.
Okay. Can I ask a follow-up question?
Okay.
What if it was just the same bag? Like, aren't the thousands of the same bag made every bag? How does she know? How did she know?
Hold on.
God. Did you read the article?
No, I did read the article.
Be honest.
No, I did read the article because I know it leaves with a cliffhanger.
What? Part two coming soon.
Part two coming soon. Because she hasn't released on what happened when her sister opened the door.
Was this an actual article or was it a TikTok?
Well, no, she posted it on TikTok, but they wrote an article about it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So we're still waiting for part two.
Okay. Tune in next week.
All right. Let's go to our next news story.
Okay.
All right. So now we're going to go all the way to India.
All right.
Where a brother and a sister got into a huge fight over a cell phone because they want, who's going to use the cell phone? Who's going to use the cell phone? And the sister said, you know what? I'm done with this fight. She took it and she ate the cell phone.
How?
Like,
no, but like, how'd she eat it?
With her mouth?
No, but like, a cell phone's so big. Like, did she break it in half?
No, it's one of those like mini ones. No, they sell like those little tiny mini cell phones. I think that's why they were fighting, because it's so, you know, that's interesting, you know, a tiny cell phone.
So she, you know what this is like? Do you remember that tale where they put the baby in the circle and both moms had to rip the baby and whoever let go actually got to keep the baby?
Yes.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Maybe King Solomon.
Oh. I don't know. Maybe it's in the, is that biblical?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Next news story.
All right, moving on. So our last news story, we're going all the way to Hollywood.
Okay.
Where, now you know Matthew McConaughey, right?
Yeah.
You know Woody Harrelson, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two very famous actors. Apparently they are, like, they are best friends. And actually they have a TV show coming out soon.
Okay.
Together. Like, and their families are really close. Like, they are like almost like brothers. What just came out recently, apparently Matthew McConaughey's mother said when they were at a group gathering that she knew in quotes, Woody Harrelson's father right before Matthew McConaughey was born, which means it is possible that they
Wait, are you starting Hollywood drama or is this an article?
No. Everything I'm saying is true. We just don't know yet. Like, yes.
Hold on. Are you saying Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson actually told this story?
Yes.
So they're saying there's a chance they're brothers.
There is a chance they could be like half brothers. Yes.
Wait, that's crazy. Why aren't they doing the DNA test?
Because Matthew McConaughey doesn't want to.
What do you mean?
Because he doesn't want to find out that, you know, his father isn't really his father.
Someone get Murray on the phone, because this would be the greatest freaking Who's Your Dad episode of all time.
And you want to hear the kicker?
What?
The name of their TV show that's coming out?
You Are the Father?
No, it's called Brother from Another Mother.
Oh, my God.
That's the name of the show. And no one knows if they are, but the thing is, like, they're already really close.
Yeah, this is crazy. But I'm wondering if the reason he doesn't want to do a DNA test is because he knows it is already.
Oh.
All right. Are those your news stories?
Yes, because that's all the news that Robin needs to know about siblings.
Okay. Good job.
Thank you.
Guys, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you for listening. Be sure to subscribe, rate, review. It means so much to me when you guys do that, and it helps me so much. So thank you. And if you want to call in next week, the phone number is 720-72-ROBIN. That's Robin with a Y. Why? Because I love you. And then make sure you check out my Instagram and TikTok to know the topic each week. And hold on, we're getting a call. Call Waiting is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Picot. Editing by Basilio Perez and Jorge Morales Picot. Guest booking by Ali Freelander. Be sure to follow me at Robin Shaw Comic on Instagram and TikTok to find out our next topic and learn when to call each week. And give me a ring at 720-72-ROBIN. That's 720-727-6296.
Betches.